Okay, and welcome to a special edition of the Rewards Canada podcast. Today, I sit down with Brett Mooney, Senior Vice President of Credit Cards at Scotiabank. Brett shares with me the details of his recently refreshed Scotiabank Gold American Express card. Hope you enjoy the episode, and feel free to share any comments about what you hear. Thanks.
Hi, Jeff. Glad to be here. My name is Brett Mooney. I'm Senior Vice President of Credit Cards and Unsecured Lending at Scotiabank in Canada.
Great. And of course, we've had you on our podcast before, Brett, so this is a bit of a follow-up in some respects. Why don't we start by you describing the event that we got to witness here tonight and the guest of honor.
Absolutely. So, Jeff, we thought it would be important to mark the official revitalization and refresh of the Scotiabank Gold American Express card by an event that sort of symbolized everything we were trying to do. We're just coming from the event, which we thankfully had our guest of honor as Anthony Perowski, who's one of the leading stars. He's a Canadian star on Queer Eye. And so we were fortunate enough to have him here to talk about the importance of living the right lifestyle, as well as how powerful the card can be to help our customers and Canadians live the right lifestyle. We did a cooking session, as I'm sure we're out there in the audience and enjoying making a couple different salads based on his kind of background and experience with culinary or in culinary. And now people are just kind of hanging out and getting to meet him and know who he is as a person.
Well, I'll just add, I mean, there looked to be at least 70-odd plus people in the audience, all of which seemed to be big fans of his program and his show. And so it was kind of cool to watch him interact with the crowd and do something like this, this sort of group orchestrated cooking class. Pretty bold move and seemed to pull it off. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
Look, a couple questions just in terms of the crowd that you believe this card is designed for, because there was I was talking to a few folks, a number of different bloggers and influencers across the board, some of which clearly cater to the millennial crowd. I wondered if you want to start there and talk a little bit about the enhancements that you made were really designed for a target audience, I imagine. Maybe you can share some insight as to who this card's really ideally suited for.
Absolutely. So when we were re-envisioning what the Scotiabank Gold American Express card could look like, we first started with understanding customer purchases and their spending habits. And I think what came to light was that they've changed over time, particularly with millennials. And a few key things that we observed. One would be the concept of how they choose to spend their money on food. Has changed over the last 9 years since we launched the product. And so we saw a lot more food delivery services. And what we did with that is we said, let's expand and go beyond the traditional credit card grocery category. Let's expand it to grocery, food delivery, as well as all kind of dining, both takeaway and restaurant eating. That was one big change. The second big change was we actually increased the rewards on both that category to give 5 times the points, as well as on our entertainment category. We increased that from 4 times the points to 5 times the points because we noticed that millennials, and to be honest, other demographics, were starting to spend a lot more of their disposable income on entertainment and experiences, and we wanted to reward them for that.
On that, just to interject, on that note about you were noticing different spending behaviors, was there... Was that your own data that you were looking at, or was it also some market research, some focus groups that you conducted to kind of validate what you were seeing on the back end?
Yeah, great question, Jeff. It was really all of the above, right? So we could see it in our data as we looked at the purchases across our portfolio. Market research validated some of what we were seeing, and then we certainly took the step of bringing our customers in to talk to them face to face. And so all three of those pieces validated what we were seeing. And so that's why we chose to make the decision, I would say a bold decision, to actually reward our customers more when a lot of the other financial institutions are moving in a bit of a different direction.
Let's pick up on that. Maybe you could spell out some of the more to us. And then I want to talk about another feature of this card that, of course, we've spent a lot of time on the podcast talking about, and certainly written quite a bit about it, and that is foreign exchange conversion rates and the fact that you guys are not going to have one of those Let's start with some of the offerings and the enhancements that you've made.
So enhancements really across the board. First one is expanding grocery and dining to also include food delivery services, and not at 4x earn, but 5x earn. The second enhancement was taking the entertainment category, what we call watch and cheer now, moving that from 4x the rewards to 5x the rewards. And then the other one where we saw a change in sort of purchasing behavior was with gas. And so I think a lot of traditional credit cards you see in the market reward customers for gas. We saw a trend where customers were starting to use the card more for daily transit, as well as for ride sharing. And so we expanded gas to be daily transit plus ride sharing plus gas. And so now our customers can really choose whatever mode of transportation suits them. And then the other area, before we talk about the foreign exchange fee or us removing that fee, and the last category is listen and stream. Something we're calling listen and stream. And that's, we saw that, you know, our customers, in fact, over a third of millennials are using streaming services like Spotify or music streaming services. And so we wanted to reward them for that. And so we introduced 3x the points on listen and stream. And so now our customers get incremental rewards on things they're already doing. Their Netflix subscription, their Apple Music subscription, their Spotify subscription, just to name a few.
Well, it seems like you haven't really left anything out. It's great that you guys are paying attention to the changes that are occurring out there, because they are fairly rapid. I know when you mentioned grocery delivery services, and I certainly use that at home. You rhymed off some of the food preparation services as well. I mean, there's HelloFresh, Good Foods. All these things would now be credits. Or you would get 5x the rewards for using those. So that's great. I guess the other thing about designing a card that's going to create loyalty, ultimately, somebody reaching for that card more than others, is to keep pace with, as you say, their changing behavior, but to listen to the things that they want, value, but also the things they don't want. Why don't we do a nice little segue into the foreign exchange and the fact that you guys took another, I guess, bold move to eliminate that.
Yeah, it's something we're really proud of, right? We're choosing to charge into a very different direction than every other major bank in Canada. And so with the new Scotiabank Gold American Express card, we've removed the 2.5% foreign transaction fee that every other major bank in Canada charges customers. And we think it's important for a few reasons. One is we notice that our customers, they don't believe in international borders. They want to go experience what they want to experience, whether it be here or abroad. We also want them to be able to carry one card. We don't want them to have to worry about the inconvenience of traveler's checks or bringing cash with them. We want them to use their credit card both here and abroad and not have to worry about a fee like 2.5% that our competitors charge.
So you're the only bank, because Chase had it before, right? That was
Chase
one of the...
Chase had it before. We're the only major bank in Canada.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so that's a big deal.
Yeah.
All right, so Brett, let's pick up on this whole idea of eliminating a pain point.
Yep.
Maybe you could actually start by not only explaining what it is, because maybe some people aren't even aware, but also, was this something that came up in the focus groups that people that were aware were like, why do you guys charge a fee on this? It's annoying, and it's a real pain that I'm getting burned on something that I don't feel I should get burned on. So maybe why don't you give us a little more background first, and then you can talk about the decision to eliminate it.
Yeah, I think the at the core of it, the decision to eliminate it was to provide more value back to our customers and simplify their lives.
Yeah.
And so by removing the 2.5%, we allow our customers to carry one credit card. They don't have to worry about cash or traveler's checks. If anyone uses traveler's checks anymore when they're traveling abroad, they can simply rely on the safety, the security, and the value that their Scotiabank Gold American Express offers. Our customers did raise the fact that, you know, they don't want to be nickel and dimed, right? They want a product that meets their lifestyle, and their lifestyle is increasingly global. And so when we looked at making this decision, we looked at the customer feedback, we looked at their purchasing pattern, and ultimately decided that we would give value back to our customers. And to give you context on how much value, roughly every customer on average will keep $150 in their wallet every year by us not having the 2.5%. And so we didn't want to build a travel product or a lifestyle product that really penalized customers for traveling like all the other major banks in Canada.
Now, you mentioned travel, and you get dinged on the foreign exchange when you use your card traveling at most of these other banks. But of course, does that not also apply when you make online purchases? Maybe we can talk about that, because that's another pain point that people now that are making foreign purchases are also, you know, you don't have to travel to get dinged on this fee, and it can add up if you're making a lot of purchases, say, in the U.S. Correct?
Absolutely. And so waiving the 2.5% fee applies to all foreign currency transactions. And that's a great point, Jeff. It's whether you're here or whether you're abroad. If you're sitting on your sofa making purchases online and it's in a foreign currency, we again waive the 2.5% and save the customers for those purchases.
Awesome. Okay, look, I want to talk about a few more things just in respect to the other benefits and features. Of course, you know, being an American Express product, it comes with some of the other great features, front of line access. Tell me a little bit about that, because I can tell you that has always been one of the things that I've been attracted to, particularly these days. It's almost impossible to get tickets anymore. To what extent do you think of that as a real strong benefit that maybe needs to be promoted a little bit more? I mean, any insight you can share on that feature?
Yeah, sure. We're thankful and for our partnership with American Express, and we have a really good partnership with them. Some of the assets that they have are access. I think the key piece is access for customers. And so bolting on and having front of the line or American Express invites as a part of this lifestyle card, the Scotiabank Gold American Express, is incredibly helpful. Again, fits with exactly where we want to go and the target market. Front of the line is a terrific feature. It allows the customers carrying this card to get access to concert tickets days in advance of when the general public gets access to concert tickets. And we're starting to grow the actual opportunities beyond concerts into more events. And so it's really about creating and curating lifestyle experiences for our customers and giving exclusive access. And that's what our customers get with the Scotiabank Gold American Express card.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the whole experience piece. We've spoken many times on the podcast about this being a trend that continues to be something that, you know, when you can offer something exclusive, like an experience that you can only get with this card, it takes it to another level in many ways. And it's the kind of thing that when, you know, customers evaluate, you know, is it worth paying the annual fee? Is it worth having all these cards, these points that I have to track? To get access to an experience, you only have to go to one of these special things to really realize, wow, none of my friends are getting this. I've got this card. You know, membership really does have its privileges in some cases. Can you tell me a little bit more about your thoughts on experiences being a key reward that's being built into credit cards in general, but you know, your card in particular?
Yeah, a couple thoughts come to mind. One is, you know, at the core, really our job is to simplify and enrich our customers' lives. That's what we're here to do. And so by simplifying, we want to remove things like the no FX or the FX fee. By enriching their lives, we want to make sure that we're providing access and to experiences that they might not normally get access to. And so when we think about credit cards, we actually think of the experience is the product. And so it's not about just a card that you use to make purchases. It's about the entire experience that you have. That when you walk up to the cash register or the terminal, you're proud of the card that you're pulling out. When you call the call center, you have the right experience. When you want to go see a concert, you have access to go see that concert in advance of the public. And so it really is now a world of the experience is the product. And so that's how we think about it, is how can we create the right experience for every one of our customers through all facets and all kind of through all components of the what the card brings to the customer's lives.
In terms of other things that we need to know about this card, special sign-up offers. I know we talked about a few that are in place right now. There's one that's, I guess, good till the end of this calendar year. Do you want to just talk a little bit about that? Because there's bonus offers that you can get by signing up now, correct?
Absolutely. By signing up now, customers have the opportunity to earn $300 in bonus rewards. And so those rewards can be used for any travel experience that they would like. That's one area that I haven't touched on about this product that makes it an incredible value to our customers, is not only do they earn at the richest level of any credit card product in Canada, but when they go to redeem their rewards, there are no blackouts, there are no restrictions. They have the opportunity to redeem their points for travel, and travel that they may have done up to 12 months prior to when they do the redemption. They could go back and redeem for a train ticket that they bought in Paris 11 months ago using their points. Or they can use their points to book a trip 3 months later. And so they have opportunities to use the points in many different ways. And you're right, we have a very rich sign-up offer right now where customers get the 300 points when they sign up and meet the spend threshold.
Excellent. Last question, and it is, pardon me, on the redemption side, because this is a big part of the experience overall. People often tell us they have no problem earning points. It's the redeeming that becomes the hard part.
Yeah. One area where we've been focused is to try to make sure that we're giving customers the opportunity to earn their rewards in as many places as they want, and then use their rewards or redeem them however they would like. And I think that goes back to my comment about simplifying and enriching our customers' lives. We don't believe in creating constraints or creating challenges or restricting the way in which our customers can use their points. They're our customers' points. And so we've built the Scotiabank Gold American Express card on maximum flexibility in terms of where you earn as well as how you redeem. And you know, I mentioned before, you can redeem your points for travel that you had already done up to 12 months ago. And that is best in class in Canada in terms of flexibility. There aren't blackouts. There aren't specific redemption periods. There aren't flight grids that you have to book 14 months in advance. There really is ultimate flexibility to redeem for travel. You can also redeem for merchandise or gift cards for a family member or staff members. And so it's about creating that simplifying and enriching the lives on both the how customers earn as well as how they redeem their points, because the points are the customer's points.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Brett. This has been awesome. Great event. Congrats on that. And look forward to hearing, you know, how this card's doing. So we'll have to invite you back later.
Yeah, we're getting great press so far, and we think that it is the single best rewards card and lifestyle card that exists in the Canadian marketplace. And so we're pleased with the results.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.